It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Tis the season for spring cleaning. Yes, yes. And garage sales along the way. Historic river towns up and down the Mississippi River preparing for the start of this 100-mile garage sale that gets underway tomorrow in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Colin with questions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Larry Nielsen is president of Mississippi Valley Partners, a chief sponsor for the 100-mile garage sale. Larry, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you. It's fun to be on board with you guys.
Well, this is a treat for us. What can people find at these sales? What are they like?
Well, it's just kind of an amazing potpourri of things. You can find furniture, fishing equipment, anything you would find at a garage sale that you typically used to see in times 100. It's a big deal. People sell just about anything. A lot of it is pretty well established that it is the largest garage sale in the world by volume of vendors. And there's just a ton of vendors. Some towns, there'll be blocks long, two or three blocks, where everybody on that block will have things out for sale. And some of them plan their whole year around it. They make a business out of it, where they will buy things over the years or during the year. And when it comes time for the garage sale, they'll put it up for sale and hopefully make a little money for them on it.
Well, checking out these sales will involve driving, a good bit of driving. How should the bargain hunters prepare for the event and navigate this?
Well, you can do a little bit of research on Facebook or even Google 100-mile garage sale, or go on Facebook, punch in 100-mile garage sale, and that'll give you some information. Some of the vendors will post on there that, come to our house. We've got this going on. But generally speaking, it's pretty easy to find the participants. All you have to do is drive along the river on either side, and there'll be signs up saying, one block over, humongous sale, and some of them are right on the highways. It's on the Minnesota side, it's Highway 61 that runs around the lake, and on the Wisconsin side, it's Highway 35. But if you're driving up and down the road, there'll be good signage, and you will see people with their garage doors open and stuff out in the yard, and it's pretty easy to tell that there's a sale going on.
How early do we need to get up, or how should we time our arrival at these sales?
Well, we have a lot of people come from all over the country, and they basically started showing up a day or two ago. They'll get a hotel room for a couple of days, and they'll get up early and start driving around, scope things out. I would say most of the vendors don't really start until 8 o'clock, some of them around 7 o'clock. But generally speaking, I think if you start showing up around 8-ish in the morning, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's not early for us morning show people. We can do that. We can accommodate that. Some of the fun of garage sale shopping is that negotiation part, kind of haggling with the garage sale hosts. Do you have any suggestions for good negotiating strategy if you like an item, want to buy it?
Well, I kind of always approach it as what's fair, mm-hmm. and try and arrive at a fair price. Nobody wants to pay too much, and everybody, I would say if you really want the deals, the last couple of days, Saturday and Sunday is not quite as big a day, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are lots of people around. And by Sunday, things are even late in the afternoon on Saturday, things have kind of died down a little bit as far as the crowds and the stuff that's left. You can work a good deal. And if you see something you really like, you can really bargain at that point, because the vendor knows that it's just about over.
It's getting into crunch time territory. Talking with Larry Nielsen, president of Mississippi Valley Partners. It's a sponsor for the annual 100-mile garage sale. You can join in with your questions, your experiences along the way at 800-642-1234. Larry, you mentioned Facebook, people advertising materials for sale online like Facebook Marketplace. How is technology changing the traditional garage scale landscape?
Well, you know, I don't think it's changed it too much for these big events like this. But I suspect that for your normal person, it's going to say, oh, I'm going to pick, some Saturday in June to have a garage sale. I think you see a lot more people instead of doing that are doing a Facebook Marketplace thing and selling stuff that way. The people I talk to that are big into buying and selling stuff, they do that marketplace a lot. Mm-hmm. Instead of, a little less, actual garage sales. And that said, this event is, over the years, has grown. This is our 30th annual.
Oh, wow.
100-mile garage sale. And kind of an interesting story. Mississippi Valley Partners is basically all the towns and villages around Lake Pepin got together 31 years ago. And a bunch of, people involved in the tourism business and in the chamber of commerces and stuff. And they said, what can we do early in the spring to kind of kick off the tourism season and get people coming around our area? Lake Pepin is the largest and most scenic lake on the entire length of the Mississippi River, kind of a big tourism area. And they were brainstorming and said, how are we going to kick this off in the spring and get a bunch of people coming? And they came up with a, let's have a big garage sale all the way around the lake and get everybody involved. And so that's what they did. And they marketed it pretty big. And in the first year, it was kind of a big thing. And they thought, well, that was successful. Let's really push it. So the next few years, they pushed it even more. And it just kept growing and growing. And like you say, it became the largest garage sale in the world by the number of vendors. It really got to be a big thing and brings a ton of people to the area. It's been fun to see it grow into really a self-sustaining large
event. Yes. Well, thanks for giving us that backstory and how it all began. It really sounds like it's a well-oiled machine at this point. I mean, with your vendors doing it year after year, do you have tips on how a family can plan and carry out a successful garage sale?
I think it depends on what you're selling, for one thing. And I, as an organization and me personally, we don't really have any real tips other than, talk to other people. And most of the people that decide to have a garage sale on their own for years have been going around and seeing what the other people are doing. And they say, oh yeah, I got the same sort of things for sale. So I'll do it like this person does it. And it's kind of really grown into a big thing. And like you say, self-sustaining. And if you're looking for things to buy, I talk to people all the time. They usually bring, if they have a pickup or a big SUV or something, they usually bring that over when they come, and they usually stay for a couple of days and they just poke around. And all these towns and villages are so quaint and mm-hmm. historic. People just really love it around here. So it makes a great spring deal. And the Mississippi River flooded this year. I'm sure you guys
yes.
are aware of that.
Yes.
And last Tuesday it crested, and it's already dropped about 30 inches from the crest. So we were a little concerned about that up till a week ago. We said, is the water going to keep going up or what's going to happen? And actually, like I say, it crested on Tuesday, been going down. So people are now, instead of focused on the flood, they're focused on getting their garage sale items out.
Setting up their tables.
Happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
The water receding. What types of things are usually popular for selling at these garage sales? What seems to fly in those first hours?
You see a lot of stuff like, a lot of antique stuff for one. And it doesn't matter what it is. It might be antique tools, antique fishing stuff, almost anything, furniture. There's a lot of antique furniture out there. People are looking for that special little hutch or something they might see and say, oh yeah, you know, my grandma used to have one like this. And of course they fall in love with the nostalgia and it makes their whole weekend to find that special treasure that they're looking for. And then there's just the typical, you know, clothes and just about anything you can think of. You'll see automobiles for sale. You'll see boats for sale. You'll see, like I say, furniture and antiques and then just typical stuff like clothes and other things like that.
In closing here, you know, we've had such inflationary times, difficult to buy and make the dollar stretch. Is higher inflation, do you think, affecting the garage sale economy?
You know, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see because this year is really the apex of where inflation is affecting us, and you're hearing about it more and more. So I'm kind of thinking a lot of people are going to be out there looking for that deal and say, hey, you know, I can buy some pre-worn clothes that are in great condition for, you know, 25 cents on the dollar and stuff like that.
Snag a deal. Yeah. Larry, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was always fun to talk, and we'll
see you at the garage sales. Yes.
Yes. See you at the garage sales.
Larry Nielsen, president of Mississippi Valley Partners, a sponsor of the 100 Mile Garage Sale. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.